precinct number 35 in the white hymnal, please. 35.
we thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Lord Jesus, that even as we laid our head, Lord God, you were preparing a new day to pour out your mercy and grace on us. And so, Father, I pray today that we would receive, Lord Jesus, these things that you have in store for us. Your great love, your great grace, your great mercy, Lord God, in our lives. You see every need, Lord Jesus, that is represented here, Lord God, and we ask, Lord, that you would just release that mercy, Lord Jesus, in a new way, in an experienced way today, Jesus, that we would know your love deeper and deeper. Father, we thank you for your goodness in our lives, for your goodness and mercy that will follow us all the days of our lives, and that we will dwell in your house forever. Come rest on us, Holy Spirit, we pray.
Of Psalm 23 was just prayed. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know what David is writing there about goodness and mercy following us? We have a poor translation of that. The real thrust behind those words that David writes is that the mercy and goodness of God pursues us. You know, it's different than kind of following. Following sort of at a distance and kind of maybe hiding behind the bushes and in the shadows. But what David's saying is the mercy of God and the goodness of God, it's almost like he's hunting us down to pour out upon us today goodness and mercy. And he overtakes us with that. Even when we're not looking for it, and oftentimes when we're even running from it, God comes to us desiring to bring to us today, a new day. Is this the ninth? Lose track. It's the ninth. He has ordained July 9th, 2021, to pursue us today, a new day with mercy and goodness. Oh, that we would realize his desire for us, the good he has for us, the blessings he has for us today. He says, and you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's our desire. We'll hear a little bit about kind of Paul's version of that this morning. But that we would just be in his presence. He wasn't talking about someday when we go to heaven. When David wrote that psalm about dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, he was talking about today. It wasn't a future hope, although we have that. But he's talking about, I want to dwell in the presence of God every day. And he is here today. He has come and he is settling, desiring to settle his presence, not simply on acreage, but he wants to settle his presence in us and upon us. And so we have much, much to give God thanks for today, for mercy so great. Mercy so great. Can we sing that one more time, that chorus?
She's so great, what return can I make for mercy so constant and sure? I love him, I'll serve him with all that I have as long as my life shall endure. For mercy so great.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Precious Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
pursue you because I love you. I pursue you because I want to dwell with you. I pursue you because I want to spend time with you. I pursue you because I want to cover you and protect you. I pursue you because you are my son. You are my daughter. I pursue you because I want to shower you with blessing. I pursue you because I want to be your God. I pursue you because I love you.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus
Hank.
Bless the Lord.